today on CityCast Chicago. My grandmother lived in Beverly throughout my childhood, directly across from the Dan Ryan Woods on Damon. But outside of visiting her as a kid, I didn't and still don't really know that much about the Southwest Side neighborhoods. Luckily, a lifelong neighbor and librarian, Ashley Rayner, offered to show me around her Beverly.
And I live like a block and a half from my parents, which is probably like the most Beverly thing about me. Seriously.
It's Thursday, August 25th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago. We're out here at Ridge Park. You grew up here. This is your ancestral home. What was it like growing up in Beverly?
It's very family oriented. There's a lot of kids just kind of like running around all over the place. So like you would just see roaming packs of children like all times of the year. And it was really nice because there's so much green space. I wasn't really an outside kid. I play a lot of video games, but you know, to ride your bike or like, you know, we're at Ridge Park, there's tennis courts right here. Like this space has like baseball fields and track. And so there's lots of space and there's lots of things to do outside, which I think not every neighborhood in Chicago has.
One thing I've heard about the community is there are, you know, back porches. People really throw parties in their home. There's, you know, any street from block to block might have a tight-knit community. What was that like growing up around?
There's like a little known thing. I think that the Park District will help you get a bouncy house if you are throwing a block party. And so I don't know if we did that, but like, you know, there's you can get a bounce house and people just kind of be out in the street, like, you know, here's food, here's drinks, we get to ride your bike in the street, which is really awesome as a kid. You know, it's just a good way to kind of get to know your neighbors and like, you know, see them out. So now like we had people that would do like porch beer, so you would go to people's houses and sit on their porch and drink beer, which I guess that makes sense. But out here a couple of weeks ago, they had like an art fair. So people had their really cool artwork. And so you could sell and buy stuff. And, you know, more stuff like that, I think, is happening now as like things are opening up. But there's a good vibe of like, you know, we're going to spend this time outdoors and like spend it the best we can and getting to know each other.
In the time that we've been sitting out here, you can hear the kids playing behind us. You hear the metro not too far. You hear the planes overhead. But you also see so many people walking through the neighborhood. You know, why'd you bring us to Ridge Park on this sunny morning?
I wanted you to see the field house, which has like a pool inside and they do a lot of classes. You can't see it from here, but there's like a ceramics house. There are tennis courts that we used to play tennis on, pretending we were Serena and Venus, my heroes. And then, and there's always people out. There's always people like doing stuff and using the facilities.
But again, you see people jogging. You know, there's a bunch of little black girls playing around us. You know, as a black woman who grew up in the neighborhood to now be raising your son, we're out here with your 2-month-year-old. What is it like to have this new perspective as a parent?
It seems like there's a drive to kind of bring like a strong energy, like a strong kind of like we are a community of like artists and maybe even activism. And so like to see that and to participate in that is really cool. So like in September, there's like the Beverly Art Walk, which people come to. And so they basically take over like quite a few streets. And there's also like a lot of musical, like, and when I say musical, I mean like DJ sets that people will do. At Nikki's on Western.
What's Nikki's?
Oh, sorry. Nikki's is a restaurant. It's like a kind of diner. And, you know, they have burgers and fries, but they also have, like, vegan food, which is, like, very surprising to me. I was always like, oh.
It's a staple. Nikki's, a little quick Nikki's milkshake.
Like, I don't know if you've been by there, but like, you know, they have this really cool space where they do like art shows and music and like, you know, they'll have drinks and stuff. I think to see that kind of energy, I think it was quieter when I was a kid. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I definitely think this is not a neighborhood I feel like I would want to live in as like a 20 something, maybe necessarily, because it's quiet and like it's very family oriented. But we're doing things now to kind of make it more fun for like a wider range of people.
For people who might not understand like neighborhood dynamics in Chicago, but when you start talking about neighborhoods on the far northwest or southwest sides, the reason you see so many cops and firefighters and teachers is because to work in for the city, you have to live in the city, and people chose to live like right on the outskirts of neighborhoods. This neighborhood really only, I mean, started integrating about 60 years ago. And so when people talk about the history of Beverly and Mount Greenwood adjacent, there is this racial history that has to be discussed. And so as somebody who is raised in a neighborhood, now raising their family in the neighborhood, is that tension maybe, you know, not the same as when you were a kid?
I think there are a lot of people here who are cognizant of that, of all races, and I think they are trying very hard to change that. In Beverly, I can't speak for other neighborhoods. I know in Beverly, you know, there's a goal of making it a friendlier place. I think a lot of people are cognizant of that. I know Beverly is the way it is because in the 60s or 70s, I want to say BAPA, the Beverly Area Planning Association, they were like, we're not going to have this redlining. They and that's what you have to do. You have to say, like, it's an active choice to not be racist. And so I think people are still making that choice today. And so, like, when I think it was after George Floyd, there were people of all races on the corner, like, I think it's like 103rd and Western, and they were like protesting and like talking about it. And so, you know, these discussions are happening, and they're not just happening with like with people of color. I didn't see it as a kid, but I think, you know, I remember my mom saying she grew up in Chatham, and she was like, I didn't really see racism because all I knew were black people. I think here it's like, I didn't really see it because like I was kind of insulated just because of my just because of how my family is and, you know, the people we were around. One thing that I think is really interesting, moving from the north side to the south side, we went from being the only black family at a daycare to one of many black families at both my older daughter's school and it'll be at my son's daycare. It's nice to have like that kind of community.
Are you self-conscious about your smile? Do you only allow yourself a closed mouth grin? Well, with Aligner Experts, there's no reason for you to diminish your smile. As orthodontists, they have the privilege of witnessing the remarkable transformation of patients' smiles, which often translates into a profound boost in their confidence. Yet, there always seems to be a deterrent. I ain't got the time, I don't have the funds. Luckily, Aligner Experts is redefining convenient and accessible clear aligner solutions. With customizable treatments, transparent pricing, and their cutting-edge 3D scanners and dental monitoring technology, you could transform your smile through the convenience of your own schedule. Stop in at their West Loop or Lakeview Clinic today for your complimentary smile assessment. Aligner Experts, your destination for advanced clear aligner solutions. P.S., they got another clinic on the way, so stay tuned for their Old Town location. Ashley, I want to hear your Beverly neighborhood guide. Can you give me a couple things you love to do in the neighborhood?
So I really love to walk. I'm finishing up my maternity leave. And so a lot of times it's like either I could sit and binge Justified or I could get outside. So I'm trying to do more of that, you know, before the weather gets colder. So I love to walk up and down Longwood and pretend that I have one of these big houses on this street. I love to go to the farmer's market. We're really not far. It's like at 95th up here in Longwood every Sunday. I love to walk to the library, even though I don't work for the city anymore. I still go to the Beverly Library and the Walker Library and the Mount Greenwood Library. I'm library agnostic. I'll go to wherever the books are, wherever the DVDs are.
What's the spot you like to eat at in the neighborhood?
So I really like, I've already mentioned Nikki's. Nikki's is really good because of the variety of different food that they have. So like you can get your gyro, you can get your Chicago style hot dog, but they also have like a lobster roll, which I haven't tried yet, but that sounds amazing. Or like there's like vegan brats, which, you know, you'd think, especially in Beverly, people are like vegan brats. But like there's also, this is a classic, but like rainbow cone. I'm too scared to get a full rainbow cone because it's a lot of ice cream and it's just too much ice cream, but it is delicious. But I will also plug on 103rd, there's a place called Ohana, and it is black owned, and they have ice cream and shaved ice. right here on 95th, there's Flippin' Flavors, which has sandwiches and amazing salads. There's Kimmy's Cakes, which is on Western. She does really great like tacos and sandwiches. Oh, there's Auntie Sweet, like a lot of jerk chicken and these really great salads.
I love that you just have the list. Just right now, she's like, I'm going to start with Nikki's, but then Kimmy's, then Ohana's.
About it, a lot of these places are black owned, they're owned by women, and so like it's something that we try to support. We try to support all of our local restaurants, of course. So, and like, you know, we're talking about the changes. Like when I was a kid, there weren't all these different restaurants, there weren't all these different kind of things to do. And Beverly is like really famous for like pizza. And
was there a spot outside your crib that you and your family went to a lot, and is that still in the neighborhood?
We would pick up from Milano's a lot, which is a pizza place. Of course, like real Chicagoans, we didn't get like a ton of deep dish like that, you know, that was a special occasion. I think this is in Evergreen Park, but we used to go to Chai Tung, which is a Chinese.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That jumbo shrimp fried rice is.
See, I'm not fancy like you. I just get regular. The thing that's really funny, I think, about Beverly is that, like, or this area in general, is that, like, we're really close to the edge of the city. We're close to, like, Oak Lawn, Evergreen Park, Blue Island. If I could talk about a place in Blue Island, this isn't a food place, but there is a bar that we love called Rock Island Public House. And then there's also Blue Island Beer Company right there, too. And they do kind of like a, not a farmer's market, but like a craft market around Christmas every year and stuff.
So we talked a little bit about things to do in the neighborhood, places you like to eat. What are some things people have to see if they come through this neighborhood?
So the one that I would say is the castle. I think it's called the Givens Irish Castle because it's a castle on a hill. And I guess I should say, too, this is one of the few places that has a hill in Chicago. So you should definitely come see our hill. Maybe it's technically a ridge. I'm not sure. I'm not a geologist. But we're really close to the Major Taylor Trail. So Major Taylor was like this really amazing cyclist athlete around the turn of the last century. And he's one of those people that like kind of didn't get his due until more recently. And so there's a really dedicated group of people that like maintain the trail. It goes through Beverly, but there's also parts in Roseland and Washington Heights.
I know there are some shopping districts not too far from here, right off like 103rd off 99th. Are there some spots in those areas that you like to stop by?
So on 99th, I know this isn't like shopping, but they just recently opened Afro Joe's, which I think was in Gresham.
Coffee shop?
Yes, it's a coffee shop. They also have food. There's a store over there called Turkey, which has like the cutest, like when my daughter graduated from kindergarten, I knew she didn't want like flowers. So they had like these felt flowers that she really loved. There's Beverly Dry Goods, which has mixers for alcohol, but also like a lot of cute Chicago themed clothing. And
they won best themed candles in the last Southside Weekly.
They have a Chicago mix candle and it smells like Chicago mix and it's so good. Like it's just yeah like the popcorn. I'm sorry. Yeah, so caramel and cheese, which it's more caramel than cheese, but still that would be kind of a weird cheese candle. But so they have really, really cool stuff there too. On 103rd, there's the Beverly Phono Mart. So I have talked about getting a record player for like 2 years. And so finally we got one. They have a really great selection of just like really anything. And they will order stuff for you and you can order from them online. And then also in Mount Greenwood, there's this place called Big and Little Shoes. And it's a shoe store for children. And when I was a kid, we went there all the time. And now I take my daughter there, which is like really, that's kind of emotional to think about. But there's quite a few places like that where the longevity of people in this neighborhood is just so inspiring and so like wonderful to see. So, and it's cool to do some of the things that I did as a kid with my kids.
When we think about Chicago and neighborhood pride, do you still feel that pride for Beverly?
I do. And I think, I'm definitely not going to sit here and say that Beverly is perfect in any way, shape, or form. Much like the rest of the city, there is work to be done. But I think that being here and doing the work and participating is so important. Like you have to, I mean, it's a cliche, I guess, but you have to be the change that you want to see in the world. I want Beverly to be a good place for myself, for my kids, and for, like, anyone who comes after me. And, like, maybe to be part of them, to contribute in whatever way I can. Even if it's, you know, just buying some records. A lot of records. Too many records.
Ashley, I really appreciate you kind of sharing your own personal history of the neighborhood. That's really what we're trying to capture with this series, so it means a lot to us.
Oh my God, it was so fun. I love to talk, and I love to talk about Chicago and Beverly, and I think it's a great place.
Hey, Jacoby, CityCast. This is Mac. I grew up in Beverly, lived there for about the first 20 or so years of my life. Just wanted to highlight a few spots. Very important to a lot of the people I grew up with. The best spot and still my favorite restaurant in the city is Top Notch Beef Burger on 95th Street. And then just outside of Beverly, probably, on 72nd and Western, the tiny little white shack called Fat Johnny's, and it's the best hot dog in the world. Other big things growing up, events-wise, were obviously the Southside Irish Parade every March. The Ridge Run on Memorial Day weekend was a big staple for me and my family. The Grand Prix bicycle race of Beverly was also a big one. I believe that's every September, actually. I think it's coming up. Thanks.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. Investigations continue following a shooting outside of Scherer's High School in Old Irving Park yesterday. According to CTU, four students from the high school and a local charter school were injured, two of them critically. CTA has announced an 18-month, $31 million contract for K-9 units. They say up to 100 unarmed guards and 50 dogs will be posted daily citywide. I want to know how y'all feel about this. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. Let me know at 773-780-0246. And some good news to get you through. Stand on the Beverly theme of the day. The Up and Smoke Festival is this Saturday and Sunday at 110th and Western. They're going to have tacos, barbecue, tequila, and plenty of local music. For more Chicago stories and weekend events, including a block party in Pilsen, a queer radical fair in Garfield Park, check out today's newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. As always, I appreciate you for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Peace. I love a good tangent. Keep it going. See money? No. I'm a sing. I'm a go off track. That ADHD is real. TikTok not lying to me. I got it.
Carrie was like, it's only gonna be 45 minutes, and I was like, you don't know me. You don't know how I talk. So.